Sunflower in Texas. I am so excited to hear you greeting. This is Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, TMC. Welcome to our call today. I am so excited to be here.
Good morning, Pastor Lee. Well, this is the Master's Call. We're so glad that everyone could join us. Our tag today is Worship Him in Spirit and in Truth, Wednesday, coming from John 4:24, which says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Good morning. This is Sharon Starrs, Fairland, Texas. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Amen. Welcome. I don't know if I heard it say muted or not, if someone would tell me.
It's muted, sweetheart. You can go on and pray.
Okay. Let us pray. I'm a little nervous. I'm sorry, you guys. Oh, Most High, we approach you in reverence, knowing that you are a holy God. We know that you desire that we be true worshipers who worship you in spirit and in truth. That's why we dig below the surface to understand how you live, oh God, according to your word. We thank you for the two amazing co-founders who co-labor in leading this great ministry. Bless Dr. Vanessa and bless Pastor PK. Continue to saturate them with your anointing. Bless the ministers that serve and bless the members and visitors who come day after day to listen. God, we pray now for an unhindered call. We cancel any assignment of the enemy to delay, distract, or block this call. We pray for the speaker today that they will be used mightily by you to bring an uncompromising gospel, and that we who have ears will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Help us to implement these truths in our daily lives. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Now we'll turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Sharon Stowers. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us. This is your first time. I want to let you know that you did an amazing job. We thank you for greeting us and opening us up in prayer. To God be the glory for the greater and the newer things that he's doing in your life. Praise God. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the peace of Jesus, and I pray that today will be an amazing day to you, for you, and on behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010, where we have been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we also have a website for this call, and we invite each and every single one of you to go on to it. You will see that all of our messages have been archived. You will see information from our speakers. You'll see this information on there to keep you inspired and encouraged as you go through your day. And that website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. Also, if you have been seated here at our buffet table and you have been, you think that you're being poked and purged into doing something else, you could be a greeter here as Minister Sharon Stowers just did, or you can be a host, which is what I'm doing right now, or maybe there's a message in your belly that you want to share with the masses. Well, we invite you to send an email to our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Ego, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they will respond to you. And the email address is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and they will respond to you. Immediately following this call, especially today is Wednesday, it is a Awareness Wednesday, and so we invite you to join us after this call on the new morning motivational call with the Phenomenal Flanagans. Today the topic will be the cardiovascular system or cardiovascular disease. That number is 712-770-4005, and you want to use the access code 294617 pound. That is immediately following this call. See, the tool that brought all of us together is a phenomenal Christian health and wellness company known as Artist Life. And an appointment with Artist will change your life, but only if you let it. It is a phenomenal company that is moving, transforming bodies, transforming health, and transforming wealth all around the world and throughout other countries of the world. And so we actually invite you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and allow them to share with you how an appointment with artists can change your life. But as I say, only if you let it, because it's a joy. Okay, so we're going to get to what the Lord would have us to hear this morning. And so I want to take a moment to bring to the line our speaker for this morning. Wow, what can I say about this phenomenal woman of God that I'm getting ready to introduce? Well, let me tell you this. She is the mother of Christopher. She is an author. She is intelligent. And who am I talking about? Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai Brown is a phenomenal woman of God. She was born in New York City and currently resides in Norcross, Georgia. She received a BS in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Kai is currently a Doctorate of Ministry candidate in Transformation Leadership. God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Minister Kai is a published author of her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry, which is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. So make sure if you don't have that book, today is a great day to give it. It will be a great holiday gift for someone. Kai is an artist distributor and is determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning, my beloved?
I am, my dear, beautiful sister, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Again, thank you so much, Minister Stowers, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And, of course, my beautiful songbird, who hosts with such Jesus joy so early in the morning. And, of course, I would be remiss if I did not say thank you, thank you, thank you to the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. But giving all praise and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the Lord and head of my life, I just want to get straight into the word. We have been working on a series called Chase Your Call, Not Your Challenges. So before I jump into the meat of the word today, let's do a quick review of what we've been talking about. There's a three-step process to our call. Number one is the call to salvation, which is in Romans 1 and 6, among who you are also are called, are the called of Jesus Christ. The second part is our call to sanctification, which is seen in Romans 1 and 7, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. And the third step in that process is our call to service, which is seen in Romans 1 and 1. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, special messenger, personally chosen representative, set apart for preaching the gospel of God. So that's the three-step process to God calling us. So we can't chase the call if we have not accepted the three-step process. The next thing is who is called, and that is seen in Romans 8, 29 through 30. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. So the call is not just about, okay, God said do this or God said do that. The call is about hearing God say, come and join me, be a part of my family. And then the call comes in those three steps, salvation, sanctification, and service. And then we talk about being predestined. We knew that God had called us. So now that we have reviewed the foundation, let us move into the meat of chase your call, not your challenges. We are going to start this lesson by looking at Acts 16, 6 through 11. Now, I don't know about you, but I know for me that being in the place God desires me to be is important. God may not call us to go to foreign lands, but whenever or whatever he calls us to, we have to be prepared to respond. If we are focused on our challenges, we will not be ready. We cannot be in the middle of our own mess. We cannot be in our feelings or emotions. We must be in that place that God has led us to so that our response time is immediate. So if we look at Acts 16, 6 through 12, which reads, now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So they passed by Mysia, they came down to Taurus, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come to Macedonia and help us. Now, after he had seen that vision, immediately he sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, sailing from Taurus, we ran straight into Samothrace, and the next day into Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony, and we were staying in that city for some days. Now, if we take a time to look at this scripture, Paul and those he labored with were really deeply entrenched in the work of God that God had for them already. They were going around preaching the gospel everywhere they went, and people were being saved. But they kept being prohibited from going to certain places. Now, they could have, you know, pushed on and went to those places anyway, but instead, they were obedient. They did not resist God because they were chasing the call. See, and chasing that call was more important than pressing in and chasing the challenge of going to any one city. See, God had called them to preach the gospel throughout the land. But the Holy Spirit forbid them to go certain places. So they could have looked at that as a challenge and focused on that challenge and tried to press on and go to those places, or they could chase the call and go exactly where God said, when God said. So because of their obedience to God, they were ready to move at a moment's notice when the Spirit called. So we're going to look at three things when God calls us. The call is one, clear. The call is two, concise. And the call is number three, constricting. So what do I mean by the call is clear? Well, if we look at verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night, a man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. There was no confusion in that. It was clear that he was supposed to go to Macedonia. See, when God gave him that vision, he showed him exactly where he wanted him to go. The vision was concise, or the call was concise, because it says, come over into Macedonia and help us. So you can't be any more concise than that. It was a direct order. Where are we going, Lord? Macedonia. Bam. You can't be any more concise than that. But it was also constricting in that where they were to go was determined, but God allowed them to choose the path that they were to take. So I'm sure there were several routes from where they were to Macedonia. So it was constricting in that you have to go to a specific spot that I called you to, but I'm allowing you to get there any way you like. So we have to make sure that when we are walking in our call, when we are chasing our call, that the call is clear. God is not going to send us a call that is confusing. He's not going to send us a call where we don't understand, where we have to guess or happenstance. The call is going to be very clear. He's going to give us very clear directions. Here is where I want you to go. This is what you are to be doing. But he's also going to give us room to allow us to do it in a way that is practical for us. So the call is clear, the call is concise, and the call is strict, constricting. The call was given to Paul as a result of his faithfulness, his fruitfulness, and their fellowship with God. What do I mean by his faithfulness? Paul and his crew, his posse, those who were laboring with him to bring the cause of Christ to others, were doing what God had given them to do, as we see in verse 6 and 7. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the regions of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. So they went where God said, and they were preaching the word in all of those places. But when the Holy Spirit said, hold up, they stopped, and they waited for God's next command. So they were already being faithful in what he had called them to do. Proverbs 28 and 20 says, a faithful man will abound with blessings. But whoever hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. So we have to be faithful in the things God has called us to. See, because a faithful man will abound with blessings. See, God is telling us, hey, in order to fulfill this call, you have to be faithful to what I've already given you. And the second thing is he had to be fruitful. They were preaching the gospel through all of these lands and areas that God had sent them to, and people were being saved. People were turning to Christ. So God says, we will know each other by our fruit. See, their fruit were more people coming to salvation. Their fruit was watching those others around them receiving their call to salvation. So they were being fruitful. They were multiplying the kingdom of God in their call. As we chase our call and not our challenges, we should see some fruit. We should see lives being changed. We should see others being affected by what they see in and through us. We have to make sure that we are doing what God has called us to do. And in that, being faithful and fruitful. But in order to do that, we must be in fellowship with God. See, we know Paul spent time in prayer. We can read that through all the books of the Bible that he wrote. But are you spending that time reading the Bible, getting an understanding of what God's word says? Praising God and worshiping him? Are you spending time in prayer and listening to hear what he is saying? Do you meditate on the word day and night so that when the Lord speaks, you'll know his voice? See, we have to make sure that we are doing the things that we need to do when we get that call. So we have to make sure that not only is the call clear, concise, and constricting, but that the call has come because we were being faithful, fruitful, and spending time in fellowship with our Lord and Savior. So as we begin to really get into what our call is and chasing the call and not the challenge, we can't focus on the challenge. We can't focus on an obstacle. We have to focus on what God said. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. That doesn't mean it's going to come without trials and tribulations. What it means is that if we focus on that call, if we're chasing that call, then God will deal with the challenges. See, we serve a God who desires that we succeed. So we have to make sure that our focus is where it's supposed to be. We have to make sure that we are being faithful, fruitful, and fellowshipping with God. See, he can't take you to that next call if you are not being faithful to what he's already given you. He can't take you to that next place if you aren't producing the fruit where you are. So let me make that practical. He can't bring you more customers or more business partners if you are not spending or imparting into the ones he's already sent you. You won't get that next yes if you are not planting and watering what he's already giving you. So we can't expect God to take us to that next level if on the level we're on, we're just sitting around waiting for him. See, there's work to be done. So we have to chase that call as if our lives depend on it. We have to chase that call knowing that the cause of Christ is what we're pursuing. And we have to realize that our call has been paid for by the blood of the Lamb. See, Jesus died so that we could be restored to right relationship with God, so that that call to salvation, that call to sanctification, and that call to service could come. Our ability to chase the call has been paid for by the blood of Christ. So we will continue chasing your call and not your challenges tomorrow, and hopefully I will be able to wrap it up from there. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. What a rich, rich word. Thank you, Minister Kai, for continuing that series, and we look forward to hearing the rest on tomorrow. I'll be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God and pray over our prayer request that we have received. Father, we just thank you and we bless your holy name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you, God, as we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we thank you that you have brought us into a new day, which you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for each and every caller who has dialed into this, the Master's Call. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would align our lives up with your will, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. And so this morning we come up lifting artists like you. We come lifting up the Diaz de Leon family. We come lifting up the Dossie family. And we pray that you would give them comfort and peace in this time, God. We also lift up to you Anastasia and Kenya Brown and their family in the passing of their grandmother, Father. I pray that you would give them strength that only you can give, Father. I ask that for any other families who have bereaved family members, that you would just comfort them during this season. Anyone who feels that there is no hope, that there is no joy in their lives, I speak right now, God, that you would comfort them, that you would assure them that you will never leave them or forsake them, and that you are even with them in their time where they feel that they are alone, Father. And so I lift up every single distributor, past, present, and future of Artist Life. And I pray that you would allow their businesses to be changed, to be renewed, to be transformed in a mighty way, oh God. I thank you for healing. I thank you for healing for each of us. I thank you that by your stripes we are healed. So we decree and declare our healing. We decree and declare deliverance. We decree and declare prosperity. We decree and declare that our minds are renewed and that our minds are stayed on you. And we decree and declare that you are the reason for this season, Father. So I thank you right now in advance for the greater and the newer things that you're doing in 2017, and I thank you that you are manifesting our goals and dreams. I ask that you would bless Minister Kai and her household, and that you will fill her up with the virtue that only comes from you. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the majestic, in the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. Please, please, please share this replay number with those whose lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced. That replay number is 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. Remember, we'll be heading over to Awareness Wednesday on the new morning motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Remember our website, www.themasterscall.net. And if you're interested in being a part of this call, please send that email, info@themasterscall.net. Thank you again, Minister Sharon Stowers. You did a great job this morning by seating us and greeting us and giving us our tag for today. Thank you so much, woman of God, for opening us up in prayer. Minister Kai, thank you so much for blessing us with your series, and we will look forward to hearing the next part on tomorrow. Will you please come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace. We look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.